Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. It is the 15th of December. We are just 10 days away from Christmas, which for many is a wonderful time of getting together with family, friends, loved ones, and celebrating a wonderful day. But for other people, particularly those who are isolated, it can really reinforce their isolation. And I thought we'd catch up with Stephanie Robinson from Lifeline Central West. She's on the line with me this morning. Good morning to you, Steph.
Hello, Neil.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too. Not long now.
No, indeed. And as I mentioned in the introduction there, it can be quite a challenging time for people who are isolated.
Look, absolutely it can. And I think, Christmas is different for everybody. And you've got some people that really look forward to Christmas, and it is that joyous time where people come together as a family. And for others, it can be the most difficult time of the year. And for all the reasons that you said, isolated, often people grieve a lot around Christmas time of who's not at the table and should be at the table. It's a tricky time for children with separated parents. It can be a time where there's alcohol and other drug misuse. There's all sorts of stuff that comes up around Christmas. And so we just have to be vigilant that, it's different for everyone, and be a little bit sensitive to that, I think.
Indeed. Now, Lifeline Central West, do you people close over the Christmas period?
No, we don't close.
We have got, again,
like I always say, the most amazing set of volunteers and staff, and they often up the ante around Christmas time. The few days leading up to Christmas, and certainly the aftermath of Christmas, is one of our most busiest periods that we have, for all those reasons that we spoke about. People call in, which, we're really grateful that they do call and they reach out, and but it can be a really difficult time. So our volunteers, they work around the clock during that Christmas period, and yes, we're just doing all the baking for them and setting them up so right. They'll be well looked after.
Okay, all right. And of course, a reminder to all our listeners, if you ever need to reach out to Lifeline Central West, your team will be there.
Look, absolutely. And I think this is such a good reminder to just go, do you know what? It can be a lonely time. It can be a time that your mind doesn't switch off from all those, different things that we mentioned. And don't let those long nighttime hours just tick by, and those thoughts, people ruminate on their thoughts. What happens is when you pick up that phone and ring, you speak to someone just like me. You speak to somebody who will help just flip the lid on those thoughts, talk things out, support you. And, if it's serious trouble that someone's in, we certainly can help support people during that time as well, and get them help.
Okay, right. And of course, the number, it's 13 11 14.
There's also a chat line as well, that if people feel like they'd prefer to do it over the computer or even a text service. So really, there's whatever you're most comfortable with. I just encourage people to call that number. And please don't think that anything is too trivial or not important to call. We've got people on standby waiting to take those calls.
Steph Robinson's the Lifeline Central West CEO. She's with me this morning. Steph, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.